Hi, I'm Dan Pettit, and I'm bringing you this podcast today. The second podcast which I've made. The first one was under the username Marduk at www.abovetopsecret.com, and I'm just sharing with you a second podcast of my material and my music. The songs which I'm going to introduce to you today are of extraterrestrial origin, and the topic, that is, not the actual songs, and it also concerns conspiratorial theories, New Age ideas, and spiritual themes. So keep listening if you're interested in these aspects. The music is acoustic and was recorded professionally, and I also play harmonica and I'm singing on the tracks. My interest in UFOs goes back to the early 1990s, and about the mid-90s I started writing material on the subject, and I have continued so to this day. The first track I want to play for you today is called Behind Closed Doors. I wrote it as a kind of protest folk-style song in the vein of the 1960s. It's calling out for the truth to be told. As in brackets, it's called The Time for Truth is Now. It's concerning the truth embargo, as it is called. If you're aware of the work of Stephen Bassett, then you'll know all about this. And, of course, it's also mentioned by the UFO researchers. I think it's quite a well-known term. It's calling for the government to open the secrecy concerning ufology, UFOs, and the discovery of extraterrestrial visitation, etc. So I hope you find it interesting. It's kind of a simple, straightforward song. I wanted to really get to the heart of the subject and really bring out the main themes and ideas. So here it is. This is called Behind Closed Doors.
Whispering about the government down the hallways in the night, talking about the cover-ups that are locked away out of sight. But the time for truth is now. Oh Lord, 'cause I've seen the lies tonight. Thinking about the right to know what is really going on, dreaming of just what it means to think that you're in the wrong. But the time for truth is now. Oh Lord, 'cause I've seen the lies tonight. Oh Lord, behind closed doors. Just made it past the inspection lines where they rob you of all you know. They know they'll mark your name on down. They can take away any soul. But the time for truth is now. Oh Lord, 'cause I've seen the light tonight. Oh Lord, behind closed doors. Listening to the radio, all about the world at war. Hearing all them latest schemes, there's tales, yeah, walking in tall. But the time for truth is now. Oh Lord,
That was Behind Closed Doors. That gave an introduction to my music. That's the kind of thing you can expect in the following songs. Acoustic, and the lyrics are obviously related to the subjects which I introduced this podcast about. I'm going to move on now. This next song is called Ballad of Officer Zamora, and it's about the case which was documented in the early 1960s about police officer Lonnie Zamora from New Mexico, the USA, and it concerns the craft and beings he saw. I saw a program here in the UK a few years ago. I think it was by Nick Cook, and he stated that all Lonnie Zamora saw was secret military experimental craft and this type of thing. But I'm sure, as many do believe, that that Lonnie Zamora did actually see something otherworldly. He specifically described the beings as not of this world. You know, this sort of ET sort of description. And anyway, here it is. This is Ballad of Officer Zamora.
Under a desert moon, I drove away. In official business near the mining wastes, we'd had reports of explosions there in Albuquerque. Up there into the haze in Albuquerque. And the fiery craft I saw, I fell down fast and cold. I saw them there to visit us from outer space. I Can't hold strong.
That was Ballad of Officer Zamora. I wrote it as a kind of folk song in a traditional sense, with a traditional arrangement. And it dealt with the kind of aspect of when you come into contact with something otherworldly. You know, this is the kind of thing I wanted to explore in its feelings, you know, in what one may have. The next song I'm going to sing to you is more of a spiritual song. It's dealing with alien visitation again, and it's concerning a more ephemeral feeling to the whole thing. It's not a song in the realm of alien abduction or that kind of phenomena, and it's more of the spiritual aspect behind visitation and what it means and what can really happen with visitation. So I hope you find it interesting. This is called Souls of the Dawn.
Yeah.
I recorded these songs, which you just heard, in 2006. It was using the latest software, Cubase, and they were put together in one session. I did 5 songs. I'll be playing the further 2 songs for you. I wrote Behind Closed Doors in 1995 on the piano with just vocals and a harmonica on a keyboard. And I wrote Ballad of Officer Zamora again in 1995. I put together an album called Strangers Under Dark Skies. And then the last album I also wrote in 1995 on that same album. And I came back to them a few years ago. The next song I wrote in 2001, it's called We Came From the Stars, and it concerns the ancient astronaut theory. I think it was first espoused by Eric von Daniken, controversially. His work I found interesting, and I really wanted to write a theme for the whole thing and really pin it down in a song, really, and see if it worked. And this is what I came up with. It's a bit more upbeat than the last 2 songs, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks very much. This is We Came From the Stars.
But we came from the stars. Down
That was We Came From The Stars. There you go. I put that together with some other songs, though I didn't touch much on the extraterrestrial subject much. But I did come back to the extraterrestrial subject quite a bit just last year, and I put together a set of songs which I entitled Dawning on a New Age, which I'm still working on at the moment. Here in 2009, February, I'll get there in the end. I suppose my music's it's kind of folk. It's also singer-songwriter, I suppose, in genre. And although I do delve into rock and pop sometimes, and folk rock, and this kind of genre, I've played the next song quite a bit live. I used to feature it in my gigs, and I still do, in fact, when I play. It's one of my favourite songs. Certainly up there with the songs which I think were the most nearest to what I wanted to achieve. It's about ancient civilizations again. It's about the ancient past, but it's also about feelings and thoughts about the whole business of sort of a new age world, and what all this phenomena means and how it comes into play. Anyway, this is called Lemuria, and I hope you like it. Here it goes.
In the land of peace and love,
Your children will be singing 'neath the shining stars that run. All sins will be washed away in the rivers of love. Gotta reach up to heaven, but I'll only be thrown back. Gotta teach what I'm seeing, but I'm only a man. And they say the world is round, I say it's upside down. And they say that love
that song in 2003 on a set of songs called Heaven Can't Wait, and it's really touching on a lot of things which are important to me, and how I feel about the world and the whole thing, what it means. Moving on now, the next song I want to play for you is a song I wrote. Well, I suppose it's with the ancient world in mind. I used a traditional Native American chant with the song, and it concerns again the ancient visitation of extraterrestrials, and which of course you could interpret that were across the board in scripture and religious literature and holy literature, about vessels from the stars and supernatural beings and this kind of thing. And this is what I wanted to touch on in this song. This is called We Came From The Stars. Thanks for listening.
That will rise up and wash away. the serpent that lies. Aja eje eje kanje kana ana lemje kana lene. Aja eje eje kanje kana ana lemje kana. The stars, reach for the stars, reach for the stars, reach for the stars. There's a pillar of fire at the edge of the spring, in chariots chained up in God's wings, and I can hear your voice there down in my dreams, singing in the there are heavenly things. Aja eje eje kana je kana ana lena je kana lene. Aja eje eje kana je kana ana lena je. Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars.
I wrote that song in 1997 and later came to record it again on a compilation CD I did in a local studio here up in the northeast of England. I recorded that song with a guy called Andy Kerensky. He could play everything and anything: violin, saxophone, trombone, guitar, fife, baran, you name it, he could play it. And that was what we came up with. Reach for the Stars. The traditional Native American chant which I'm singing there was called Seeds of Future Happiness, and it fitted with the lyrics about the coming future and what is happening in the world, so I fitted it in there and did my best to sing it authentically. Took a while to actually learn the chants, but I did it on a few songs. The next song I'm going to sing for you is Looking for the Truth. It's called Looking for the Truth. It's about, it's nothing specific mentioned with conspiracies or anything, but it's generally about walking through a world, sort of searching for the answers and searching for what's really going on, getting to what's really happening. And so I've had a cinematic approach to the lyrics, sort of images flash around and stories abound. And this is what I came up with. It's just me on the acoustic guitar again. It was recorded in 2005 on a set of songs I did called Living in a Troubled Land. This is called Looking for the Truth.
I've been walking a hard mile in dirty shoes. Been down the beaten tracks, been singing the blues. No one here seems to be in the mood, looking for the truth. Have I fallen out of love, fallen out of grace? Look into my eyes, look into my face. Do I seem to be so out of place, looking for the truth? The ghetto's blocked up, rain's falling down, doors falling off the hinges and the preacher's coming round. No time to be lazy, these are modern times, looking for the truth. Some time last Sunday there was some bad advice. There was an assassination, a martyr died. Everybody's on trial, it's all so polite. On every level there's more disguise. I spoke to the guru of the hanging gang fame. He said there's nothing left here, nothing but the rain. I said, what in the desert? He said, you'll blow out your brains looking for the truth. The detective was out on the trail down an abandoned road in a desolate gale. He was asking the right questions till he was thrown in jail looking for the truth. Heaven and hellfire, I'm a standing at the gates. God himself is looking all over the place. People have gone missing, it's all a disgrace, looking for the truth. King of rock and roll, he's a rocking on his throne. I heard he was a hero from an American home. Well, he sold a lot of records till he was disowned, looking for the truth. Sometime last year, around the outside of town, I was finding all the theories, I was eastern bound. Everything was unsaid, I was going down. So many falses, when it's your last deal. I sang for the princess from cyberspace. She said, oh, what you doing here in this rat race? I said, I got inspired. She said, you're in the wrong place, looking for the truth. There's too many people, too many words. Cars are piling up and money is a curse. It's empty inside, but there's nothing worse, looking for the truth. I've been reading fast through every page, every black and white photo, it's all a stage. Right up to the present, evidence starts to fade, looking for the truth. The stove is burning, the water's overflowed, the light in your eyes is nearly stone cold. You told me to stop hoping that we're not all alone, looking for the truth. Someone will tell you there's only one way. Everybody for themselves on a one-track train. Every chain of thought, every moment played. Some things will kill you that you don't pay mind. Well, I asked the minister if he'd ever strayed. He couldn't believe I could think that way. He parked his car out front. He wears gold to this day, looking for the truth. I was talking to Jane Doe in the hotel lounge. Met her in a whiskey bar, starting to drown. She said she could see angels before she hit the ground, looking for the truth. Guess it's also elusive, also obscure. The politician's out, the scientist at the door. He's been trying his best, he's been counting the laws, looking for the truth. Back in olden times, they got olden rhymes, olden laws and golden signs. But the witches still got burnt, the monks got life, looking for the truth. I search for truth, I search for the light. I should have realized everyone's made up their mind. There's no book to read, no sign in the sky. You're just left searching like a fool.
I was looking for the truth. I sung that a few years ago now, and it's a song I worked on trying to sort of balance my feelings about conspiracy and extraterrestrials with a more generalized view. And the next song I want to sing for you, well, not sing for you now, but play for you rather, is a song called Bringer of Chaos. I again recorded this in 2003. Originally it was written in 1997, and it's continuing the theme of Native American traditions, of avenging gods, of coming gods, which of course links up to the extraterrestrial themes which I sing and write about. So it goes back to ancient times rather than modern times. But anyway, this is Bringer of Chaos. ¶¶ Bringer of Chaos, a game recorded with Andy Kerensky on violin and Baran. The next song I'm going to bring back to the extraterrestrial theme. It's called Strangers Under Dark Skies, and it is a song directed to the visitors themselves, saying that we're strangers to each other. We don't really know each other. We know little about each other. It's also directed to the world in general, humankind, that we're isolated and alone. We live in a lonely world in difficult times with the environment and this kind of thing. Of course, extraterrestrials may of course know a lot about us. Who knows what they know about us, but it's essentially taking the idea that we're strangers, that we're that we have an unknown relationship with them in a way. It's all very sort of like unknown. And this is Strangers Under Dark Skies. I originally wrote this song in 1994. And I later recorded it in 2006 professionally with the first few songs I've sung for you. Anyway, here it goes.
Shandini-dum,
nearly full. Our time together has not yet been. Starless child, you wander free. I watch you rising in the east. Oh, the night. Oh, on desert plains, we die and leave.
Well, thank you very much for listening today. I really appreciate your time. That was my last song I played for you there, called Strangers Under Dark Skies. If you want to contact me at all, or give me any feedback, or check me out at all, there's a website called www.myspace.com/DanPettit. That's Pettit with P-E-T-T-I-T-T. You can read about me. I think it gives a link to my my website, where I think there's reviews and there's an interview and stuff like that. So if you're interested in my music, there's also free downloads. I think it gives a link to free downloads, and there's a shop now. Although I don't really do this for money or profit or anything, I do it for enjoyment mainly, and don't make anything on the CDs really. But anyway, thank you very much for your time, and take care, and thanks very much for checking my podcast out. Bye now.